Time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 72. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees met Tuesday at Wabash Valley College. Roger Browning was seated on the board to replace Al Henniger, who retired earlier this year. Trustees then gave special recognition to Wabash Valley for submitting an accreditation application for its physical therapy program, as well as for winning the National Community College TV Station of the Year Award. Student trustee Maggie Blyer, who attends WVC, was honored for her service. Frontier Community College student Rachel Nikowski will be seated as student trustee in April. In other personnel moves, resignations were accepted for two employees at Frontier Community College. Holden August resigned as coordinator of public information and marketing, and Shayla Miller resigned as office assistant, with both taking effect tomorrow. The board approved the Identity Theft Prevention Program and Program and Status Report for 2021 per federal regulations, and it also approved the academic calendar for 2023 through 2025 and increases to the international students' transportation fees. The next board meeting is scheduled to be held on April 19th at 6:15 at FCC. More news next.
Since 1999, Cook Funeral Chapel has been helping families in this area during their time of loss. Each family is unique with their different needs, and the staff at Cook Funeral Chapel understands that. They'll work with you to provide a dignified and caring service that will honor the life of your loved one. Cook Funeral Chapel also offers a variety of pre-need plans that can be tailored to fit your specific needs. Cook Funeral Chapel with three locations to serve you: Carmike, Grayville, and Crossville.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-597-2010. That's 1-800-597-2010. 1-800-597-2010. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In other news, according to the Wayne County Circuit Clerk's Office, 40-year-old Ray E. Tate Jr. is now scheduled to appear in Wayne County Circuit Court today at 1 p.m. for a status hearing. Tate had been set to appear for a pretrial conference Tuesday, but that appearance was vacated and rescheduled for April 26th. Tate is being held in the Jefferson County Jail. He pleaded not guilty in February to 38 counts related to the death of Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley, including 36 counts of first-degree murder. Edwards County will have a contested primary election for sheriff this June. According to County Clerk Mary Beth Smith, Darby Bawee and Debbie Judge have both filed petitions for the position on the Republican ticket. Smith was the sole filer for county clerk, and Sheila Schnepper was the lone filer for supervisor of assessments. Jennifer Thomason and Davis Messman were the only people to file petitions for treasurer and county commissioner, respectively, also as Republicans. The county will not see any primary races for precinct committee person, but it will have a race in the general election. Republican Avery Goodman and Democrat Valerie Krajek will run in Salem 2. Jackie Knockmoose will run as a Democrat in Salem 1. The remaining filers are on the Republican ticket in Stephen Smith in Albion 2, Bill Thomason in Browns, Cheryl Funkhauser in French Creek, Brian Schinkel in Albion 1, and Steve Thomason in Bone Gap. The primary election this year will be June 28th. Residents will be able to seek vote-by-mail ballots between March 30th and June 23rd, and in-person early voting will begin May 19th. Wayne County Clerk and Recorder Liz Ann Woodrow was recognized yesterday for her efforts to preserve and protect over 170 years of historical county records. Woodrow has helped make it possible for staff and the public to have secure remote access to county data and images, and the data should be accessible in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Her office partnered with COT Systems to scan and organize records. At a press conference at the Wayne County Courthouse yesterday, she spoke on the process and the hundreds of thousands of images scanned.
We had 733,000 images, and it took about a month and a half for them to be on site scanning images. We have a lot of oil and gas in our county, so that adds to the bulk of what they had to scan. They also scanned birth records, marriage records. Those things will not be available to the public, but any searching of land records will be, as usual. It'd be the normal routine when you need a birth certificate or death certificate or marriage certificate. You would go through the normal channels, and we would be the only ones that would see that kind of document.
Don Biesink with COT Systems says digitizing the documents ensures records are backed up electronically in case of a disaster, as Wayne County saw in the late 1800s in a fire at the courthouse. He covers about 350 counties in several states and said, on average, a county loses some form of physical record every 12 weeks due to some kind of issue, be it a flood, water leak, or fire. Offering records online also eliminates the need to travel to an office, helping to protect people during public health emergencies. The IDPH reported 2 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County yesterday. Wabash County added 5 cases, and Edwards and Jefferson counties added 1. Hamilton, White, Lawrence, Richland, Clay, and Marion counties held steady on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 1,031 new cases and 25 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 3,050,647 cases and 33,164 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 1.9% on the 13th, unchanged from the 12th. The Sisney FFA team of Caden Smith, Allie Brack, Ella Krupp, Macy Tannehill, Joshua Biggs, Alex Paul, and Kaylee Smallwood took first place in the District 5 Conduct of Chapter Meetings Leadership Development Event Tuesday at SIU Carbondale. The team now advances to state competition, which will take place in May at Illinois Central College in Peoria. Tuesday was Equal Pay Day, a day dedicated to highlighting the wage gap between men and women. Kim Howard has more.
The event marks the day the average woman needs to work into the new year to match what a man earned the previous year. Representative Anna Moeller of Elgin recognized the day on the House floor, saying it's time to finally reach equality.
To do this, we must enact policies and show greater support for affordable child care for all, universal preschool, and paid family leave. Supports provided in most industrialized countries today. These policies help working families stay in the workforce and raise a family. And let's go further in providing pay transparency that gives workers greater ability to negotiate for themselves and identify unfair or illegal pay practices.
Moeller says minorities are hit especially hard by unequal pay, even in professions that are predominantly made up of women. On average, women currently make about 82 to 83 cents for every dollar a man earns. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois Farm Bureau is teaming up with the State Department of Agriculture and the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association to help promote ammonia grower training heading into the 2022 growing season, per Lauren Lurkins.
A set of in-person trainings across the state ahead of the fall application season, and then now here again ahead of the spring application season. And then we have provided a lot of information as well as trained trainers at the county level so that individual ag retailers and county farm bureaus can either work independently or together to offer a training close to home for growers and grower farm operators. And we're really proud that as of the end of February, we are really looking at almost 6,800 individual growers and grower farm operators who have completed the training this first time out of the gate. That includes over 4,500 who have completed the online version on the Illinois Department of Ag's website, and pretty close to 2,300 so far who have participated in these in-person opportunities. And that's just tremendous. You know, we really didn't know the entire universe of people that would be touched by this regulation because we had never done it before.
The deadline to apply for the training is April 1st. Today's crude oil price is $88. That's down $1.50 from yesterday. The April crude oil price is $98.54. Morning Coffee will feature Mark Turner, Drew Pounton, and John Williams. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
And now, Bad Meat Jokes, Volume 3.
So, did you hear about the accident this morning with the meat delivery truck?
No.
He got T-boned. What should a steak do if it has bad vision?
What?
He should get his rib eyes checked.
Ooh, those jokes are bad. But our meats are really, really good.
John's Butcher Block is always stocked with prime grade A meats, from steaks to burgers and everything in between.
Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics are here for you now, during COVID-19, like we've always been, at our clinics in McLeansboro and Carmine. And now, through our virtual care clinic, have a live video chat with your local provider. Ask questions, get a diagnosis, and even get medication prescribed while using your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Also available for behavioral health needs and physical and occupational therapies. Visit hmhospital.org or simply call either of the Hamilton Memorial Clinic locations.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 92-year-old Norris City resident Avis Gwaltney died on Tuesday. Avis Gwaltney is survived by sons Jimmy and Jack, one brother, four grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be today at 2 at Campbell Funeral Home. Visitation will be from noon to service time, and burial will be in Powell Cemetery. 78-year-old Judy A. Green died on Friday. Judy Green is survived by her husband Terry, one daughter, one grandson, and two great-grandsons. Services will be Friday at 1 at Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old Liberty, Missouri resident Billy Jean Duke died on Tuesday. Billy Duke is survived by one daughter and brothers David and Wayne. Services will be Saturday at 1 at Frankenbright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from noon to service time, and interment will be in Elmwood Cemetery. 73-year-old Crossville, Tennessee resident James Truman DePoister died on January 18th. James DePoister is survived by his wife Marcia, two sons, three grandchildren, two brothers, and nine nieces and nephews. Services will be Saturday at 1 at Golson Funeral Home. Visitation will be from noon to service time. 65-year-old Albion resident Cindy Davenport died on Monday. Cindy Davenport is survived by her mother Erlene, daughter Candace, three grandchildren, siblings Kathy and Brad, several nieces and nephews, and an aunt and uncle. No services will be held. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Bible Grove resident Shelby Diana McNelly died on Monday. Services will be today at 11 at Frankenbright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and interment will be in Bible Grove Cemetery. 94-year-old Carmi resident Verla Maxine Brown died on Monday. Services will be Saturday at 10:30 at Campbell Funeral Home. Visitation will be Friday from 5 to 7, and burial will be in Centerville Cemetery. 90-year-old Carmi resident Daryl Sexton died on Tuesday. Services will be private. Stendebach Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 63-year-old Carmi resident Sally Ray Crummy died on Saturday. Private services will be held. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 70-year-old Flora resident Denzel Paul Cook died on Sunday. Services will be at a later date. Frankenbright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 75-year-old Albion resident Mary Jo Barnard died on Saturday. Services will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Trask C. Smith died on Saturday. Services will be Friday at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 101-year-old Fairfield resident Virginia L. Ellis died on Friday. Services will be today at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 72. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
Dr. Asbury, the most experienced gynecologic robotic surgeon in Southern Illinois, 618-244-4800.
Just curious, are you driving down the road today or sitting in your office and thinking that you need a new sofa or a new mattress? Well, I would like to invite you to stop by Interior Set and Sleep at 1725 North 6th Street in Vincennes, or at Interior Furniture and Appliances located 1 mile north of Walmart in Washington. Today is the best time to stop by and check out our great selection that we have available for immediate delivery or pickup. This is Darv Yoder with Interior Set and Sleep, located right across the road from Dumas in Vincennes.
It's time for a Thursday check of sports. High school baseball from yesterday. Oblong Palestine Hudsonville over Edwards County 15-6. Hamilton County blanks Pope County 17-0. Harrisburg over Carmi White County 14-3. Waltonville Cesar Valier 29, NCOE 0. And Gallatin County a 22-1 winner over Grayville. In high school softball, it was Grayville over Gallatin County 8-3. Waltonville Cesar Valier blanks NCOE 10-0. Harrisburg gets by Hamilton County 4-3. Wright State and Notre Dame each punch their way to the next round of the NCAA tournament with wins in the first four on Wednesday. Wright State knocked off Bryant 93-82, while Notre Dame took care of Rutgers 89-87 in double overtime. NBA action last night saw the Jazz beat the Bulls 123-110. You can check out the complete scoreboard at our website, WFIWradio.com. FCHS held its Winter Sports Awards program Wednesday for athletes in boys and girls basketball and wrestling. Here's the boys basketball award winners. Freshman Most Improved, Justice Stagg. JV Most Improved, Lane Tucker. Varsity Free Throw Award to McGuire Taylor. Varsity Rebounding Award, Eric Rogers. The Elks MVP Defense, Dylan Best. Elks MVP Offense, Eric Rogers. Girls basketball award winners include co-MVPs Valerie Dagg and Riley Edwards. The Defense Award, Laney Kuntz, Jerry Zerlini Tough Girl Award to Cassidy Webb, and the JV Most Improved Award went to Keely Lee. In wrestling, Newcomer Award went to Chase Phillips and Talon Kewen. Most Improved to Jarek Kewen and Landon Stewart. Co-MVPs Connor Dagg and Peyton Allen. The Cardinals open up their spring training slate tomorrow against the Astros in Jupiter, Florida. Manager Oliver Marmol said yesterday that pitcher Alex Reyes won't be ready for opening day due to his ailing right shoulder. The Cardinals begin the regular season 3 weeks from today at home against the Pirates. WOKZ 105.9 is again your home for Cardinals baseball this year. The Cubs have locked up Japanese star outfielder Seiya Suzuki with a 5-year, $85 million contract. The Athletics' Ken Rosenthal reports the deal is the largest ever for a Japanese position player. The Cubs will also pay a posting fee. Three NFL teams are submitting proposals to the league to change overtime rules. The Colts and Eagles want each team to get one possession in overtime. The Titans propose each team get one possession unless a team scores a touchdown and a two-point conversion first. The current rules that end the game if the first team that possesses the ball scores a touchdown came under fire by fans during this year's playoffs. The league's competition committee is anticipated to provide its own proposal next week. And Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are headed to Monday Night Football. ESPN announced it has signed the NFL's longest-running broadcast duo to multi-year deals. Buck and Aikman will make their Monday Night Football debut on September 12th. The pair will also contribute content to ESPN Plus, the network's streaming platform. Buck and Aikman began calling games together in 2002. Here's the schedule for today. In junior high volleyball at the SIJHSAA Class S Regional at Allendale, Jasper takes on Sisney for the regional title. At the Class M Regional at NCOE, NCOE plays Gallatin County, and Center Street takes on Wayne City in semifinal action. The championship match will follow. In high school softball, FCHS is at Pope County. High school baseball today has the FCHS JV squad at Mount Vernon. In college softball, Frontier hosts Lincoln Trail College. College baseball, Frontier is at home against Wabash Valley College this afternoon. NCAA tournament gets underway today. South region action has number 6 Colorado State taking on number 11 Michigan and number 3 Tennessee playing number 14 Longwood. In the Midwest, number 4 Providence takes on number 13 South Dakota State. Number 5 Iowa plays number 12 Richmond. Number 8 San Diego State takes on number 9 Creighton. And number 1 Kansas plays number 16 Texas Southern. In the West, number 8 Boise State plays number 9 Memphis. Number 1 Gonzaga plays number 16 Georgia State. Number 5 UConn plays number 12 New Mexico State. And number 4 Arkansas takes on number 13 Vermont. In the East region, number 1 Baylor plays number 16 Norfolk State. Number 8 North Carolina plays number 9 Marquette. Number 2 Kentucky takes on number 15 St. Peter's. Number 5 St. Mary's plays number 12 Indiana. Number 7 Murray State takes on number 10 San Francisco. And number 4 UCLA plays number 13 Akron. In the NBA, it's the Pistons at the Magic tonight. NHL action has the Blues at home against the Penguins. Capitals at the Blue Jackets. Hurricanes at the Maple Leafs. Islanders at the Rangers. Predators at the Flyers. Stars at the Canadiens. Sabres at the Oilers. Red Wings at the Canucks. Sharks at the Kings. And the Panthers at the Golden Knights. And the PGA Tour stays in the Sunshine State for this weekend's Valspar Championship. Round 1 is today. That is a Thursday check of sports. Your Classic Hits Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, the high 72. Cloudy skies tonight with a low 52. Possibility of thunderstorms tomorrow, the high 52. The outlook for Saturday, clear skies with a high 53. And for Sunday, sunshine, the high 64. Overnight low 42, yesterday's high, or rather 45 for the overnight low, yesterday's high 72. Currently, humidity at 93%. Winds are calm, and the pressure is at 29.92 and on the rise. Clear skies and 45 right now at the WFIW studios east of Fairfield.